Freddie Draper's first League One goal helped City to a good point at Reading. We are now unbeaten in 16 games and have our fate in our own hands as we head into the final four games of the season. Head coach Michael Scabala was disappointed to see his side pegs back, but felt a draw was a fair outcome and is ready to go again next weekend against Wigan.
When you look at it over the 90, I think it's a fair point for both involved. It's probably a little bit disappointing when you go 1-0 up and you want to see it out. We've been good recently with set pieces, so it's a bit, that's a disappointing thing, but all in all, I think a fair point, and you know, twists and turns to come, keep saying it, and if we come here and get a point, it'd be great at home. So I'm pleased with the point, but I'm disappointed not to win it once we go 1-0 up in the way.
I was going to say, that's the thing, isn't it? When you take the lead, you want to hold on to it.
Yeah, and I think now, like, we have high standards and we want to win games and we come here to win. And I thought, again, we started the game fast, bright, a couple of chances, and then it settled for them a little bit in the first half and we were getting pulled about a little bit in the press. And I think second half, when we tidied things up, we were the better team. We started to look better, we looked fresher, we looked like we were going to create. And then in the end, when we went 1-0, it felt calm, right? And then, yeah, set piece is done it. But we go again, we keep fighting and we keep going. And I always say to them, if you can't win it, you don't lose it. And that's what's important.
It's a great cross from Sean for Freddie's goal.
Fantastic cross. We talk about the Bronx cross, but you know, we said to them, you know, we think they're weak in certain areas, and we thought that. We thought they'd be weak in first contacts. And I'm pleased for Freddie coming up, getting his goal, so he can get him going. But what a header, what a cross. Yeah, even then, we had a couple of chances. We could have just probably been a bit tidier, putting the ball in the box in certain moments, maybe Jack, or you've gone mad, if we get that right. So, yeah, tough place to come. They're good at home. You know? They're good at home, and they're a tough team to play against. They have some really good individuals that you have to defend well against. But all in all, it's a point on the road that we'll take, and we keep going.
And Freddie, another of your goal scorers now. You've got a lot of goals for this team now from different players.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, it's really good to see Freddie getting his goal. He's been working hard behind the scenes. He had a bit of a clunky start with a few injuries and coming back and that. But we know he's got what he's got. And I was really pleased with Freddie and Jovan again when they came on. I think they did a really good job. And, you know, again, like, it's a point. We'll take a point on the road. We'll go back to Saturday and try and get 3 points.
And what about the goal you can see? It looked like Lucas felt he was held.
Yes. It's a little bit soft, like, but you know, it's one of those motions you don't want to happen when it happens, but it can happen from time to time. But again, we've been brilliant on set pieces recently. I think we're +6 or +7 with our set pieces. So you know, we just I think the boys will be disheartened and frustrated. They can see because we've been so good. So yeah, we have to go again. We have to talk about it, think about it, but not dwell on it.
Yeah, really had their moments in the first. I've had that great save from Lucas Jensen, but then there was that moment Jack Gordon was involved in. Your take on that, the home fans starting to handball?
I honestly haven't seen it back. All I thought was, if someone's striking the ball at 100 mile an hour from a metre away, how are you going to get out of the way and put your body on the line for it? I think it hit his face, he said it hit his face, but yeah, I think it's one of them. But I thought we had instances in the middle of the pitch, and we should have got chances. There was transition a couple of times, which we were playing on transition, so all in all, I think the points could be that.
I know it, you know it. It's been two long journeys in a very short period of time. Of course, you always want to win both of them. To come away unbeaten with 4 points is a great return.
Yeah, and I think these are very different teams to come out. You know, they deal with the ball really well. They put you on the back foot. This is a tough place to come. The crowd get behind them, 50,000. We had some brilliant travelling 1,500 fans, which was amazing. Again, we could hear them. But you know, it's a hard worked win. But we can't forget, it feels like we should have won it because we were 1-0 up. And that's the disappointment. But actually, it's probably a good point. Let's hope it is a good point for us.
Yeah, just like you mentioned, 1,475 with you again.
Yeah, amazing, amazing crowd, amazing following. We thought we were going to do the three again. And, you know, the group's pushing hard. The group's trying to get the three. You can see it. And I just thought second half we came out the better team. We thought we were going to do it. But yeah, we've got to go back to the drawing board. It's about the next thing. You know, we keep going. The next game. Let's think about the next one and try and get 3 points on Saturday.
Michael told us there would be more twists and turns, and he was not wrong. Freddie Draper felt it was a special moment as he headed City ahead and celebrated in front of almost 1,500 travelling fans.
Yeah, it's a brilliant moment for me. I'm really happy to get on the score sheet. Obviously, I would like to have got on the score sheet a bit earlier since coming, but I've had to wait a little bit, and I think it just shows how much passion I have for this club and how much I want to do well. So I enjoyed the goal, but obviously disappointed to get a draw, but I think it's a good point, really. They're a good team, but we're still very much looking forward to the next one. four games and hopefully get the job done.
It's a great ball from Sean for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, we've had a bit of a link up since, I think, the FA Youth Cup days. I think it was at Watford at home. He's always got that lovely left foot and he's always looking across at you. And I think, it was just nice that he got me my first assist for me. And
it feels like a decent point here, but I guess the frustration when you take the lead and the whole
league. Yeah, definitely. I think that obviously how well we've been doing, getting a load of wins and how well we've been playing. I think we're always disappointed, especially how good we are defensively and stuff like that. But obviously, when we score, we think we're going to see the game out, but it didn't happen. We've got to just stay positive and just keep going for the next game. We're going at home, and I think it gives us more fuel to go and just go and get the job done against Wigan.
You get your opportunities largely from the bench, but you must feel like you're making an impact on a good Friday, and then maybe the difference on just making sure the ball's down the field at Carl Larkin. You're making the impact
that got to scoring
today.
Yeah, definitely. I think I started all right. The Derby beat the games and got injured and stuff like that. It's always some strength because I've come back, had a decent season before, so I want to go and just keep on again. It's been frustrating, but I think I've got back to myself again. And I think I'm just playing like how I do play and I'm enjoying football. And it's good. And if I have got the bench making impact, I'll do that 100% and I do it for 100% for training and here. So I've got a role for the team at the moment, and if I can go chip with a few goals, I'll do that.
And watching your performance, it feels like one of the things in being away at Crockett, obviously now at Walsall, you've learned to use your body a lot more, your physicality a lot more in the game.
Yeah, I think this is a good attribute to have, and I think I need to probably use it even more and just get more money for the players. So, it's good to have, and I think the gap is obviously how many loads, it's kind of different stuff to do. We do the body more and stuff like that. So I'm doing it more in the game, in the body town. I'm just trying to get as many goals and many impacts on the bench now and just show sure being impacted.
It's like some full games to look
forward to. Yeah, very much so. I think we're looking forward to them. I think we're full of confidence, obviously, and hopefully we get the job done.
So your trademark celebration,
and I don't
know if I'm wrong, you look like a heavy landing on the
somersault. Yeah, I haven't done it in a while, to be fair, so it was one of those, it was a bit of a, I didn't know if I was going to get up really, it was hitting the ground a bit hard, but it was just one of those, you see, obviously, how I felt about scoring, and just hopefully now a few more will follow.
I was going to say, that moment when you've done that, and then you stand in front of the travelling support, and then you've come through the stretch, it feels extra special.
Yeah, it does, I think that's my first league-one goal, and I would like to sooner, but I think the fans have been brilliant today. And obviously, when they see the game, you love it. So I think they have the team on today, and hopefully, the last four games are going to be a big part for us, and hopefully, get behind us even more, and we go and get the job done.
So there is plenty to play for in these final four games, starting with what will be another cracking day at the LNER Stadium next Saturday. See you then.